Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti with my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Good evening, everybody. I'm happy to be here. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, darling. Well, we have, I think, another exciting show. I'm always excited to do these, and, you know, the hour before I start getting more excited, I start putting all the information together. So, I'd like to start off tonight, Veronica, reading a couple of emails that I just think are so profound that came in based on last week's show.
Which was about, let me see, that was the wrap-up of shame. That was a discussion of shame and the lead into shadow, wasn't it?
Right, mm-hmm. Right. So these are, I think, are going to surprise people with just the variety of information. It's absolutely beautiful.
Wonderful.
All right. So first email, shadow selves, very powerful. I can hardly wait. This is powerful, deep, and important work that you both are doing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I just want to say that last month I was on a light ship, and I remember all these beings. It was similar. Now, this is someone before she's worked with us, by the way. I want you to get clear on this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is what's so exciting about it to me, is that she had these experiences, and it's such a huge confirmation. It's what I've been talking about, and they've been talking about. Anyway, she was on a light ship, and she remembers all these beings. It was similar to the United Nations of beings, hundreds and hundreds of them all working together. Some wore uniforms, too, and all working in this United Nations humongous light ship. It was something. With me were other light workers on the visit. I didn't know them, but each light worker was assigned a being or guide to accompany them during the visit. Anyway, this United Nations of light beings, every single one of them, hundreds and hundreds of beings were standing up and applauding us and gave us a standing ovation. It was magnificent, but I was perplexed and wondering why they would be giving us a standing ovation. I was thinking there must be some kind of mistake. Then you read your letter of thanks and gratitude from your team, and I was instantly reminded of my dream. During my visit, I specifically asked the light being who was accompanying me during my visit, why are they applauding us? We didn't do anything. And they said telepathically something to the effect, yes, you did. You are, oh God, you are not only changing Earth, but your work affects the whole universe and many other planets. The work you and the others are doing is very important to all beings. I was in awe of their thanks and gratitude, but still perplexed as it didn't feel like I was doing much. But I now realize from your letter it was confirmation that we are all making grand strides together. Sorry for crying, guys. It's just, that one really got me. Another one, thank you for sending that in, by the way. I re-listened to the Lazarus tape, I Deserve, and this is something that I want to recommend to everyone at this stage. Lazaris.com, Lazaris.com. The name of the tape is I Deserve. And so this is from a client, Veronica, but it was about the shows. I re-listened to the Lazaris tape, I Deserve, and the information was very clear this time. After processing and lifting the shame with you and your team, I could finally understand how feeling undeserving has paralyzed me and kept me from having greater success, happiness, and abundance. It stopped me from having passion, desires, dreams. I was stuck in depression. Lazarus listed the seven effects of lack of deserving, and all seven had impacted me. I'm looking forward to tonight's program to open to the new opportunities and possibilities. The work that you are all doing is so magnificent. It has such an impact and is so important, especially at this time. I'm grateful to have all of you in the team working with me to heal and to realize my gifts, potential, and power to make a difference in the world.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah. Another one. Thought I'd share a dream with you that I had in my dream. And I don't know if I read this last week or not, but it was so cute. In my dream, my ex-boyfriend was there. He kept trying to hand me a gift, and the gift was a pair of boxer shorts that had shame written all over them. In the dream, I felt and I knew that I did not want this gift.
So what did you do with it?
Evidently, she gave it back. Now, this one's kind of long, folks, but this is a very powerful email, and I, in fact, I had to call the person that wrote it and ask for permission to share it with you, because it's very intimate. It covers some subjects that I've had a lot of this surfacing with people listening to the shows, and so I wanted to share it. This also is from someone who listens to the shows, but it is also a client. This is ongoing. I guess you know that. After the show, I had a myriad of dreams last night, waking and realizing that my incredibly shy childhood and adolescence were filled with shame, that feeling of burning and not being able to speak, filled with embarrassment and impending doom, was almost simply shame. Where did all that shame come from? I never once raised my hand or spoke up in 12 years of public school. College was different. I felt more comfortable in what I perceived to be more like-minded people. Do I have a lot of past life shame, specifically from those public burning times on board here? The biggest thing for me is my hybrid children. My heart leapt when you mentioned some of them may come to Earth in our lifetime on the program last night. This was last week. I'm so hopeful that I may meet one or all of them here on Earth. That would be heaven on Earth for me. I was digging through old file boxes this morning to find a good slide of that sculptural installation. This is an artist. I started it 20 years ago, and I actually still have it stored in the garage of my house. I felt like I should not hang on to it as it's older work, bulky, expensive, and so on. But I hadn't been able to let go of it. I found a couple of slides to have transferred to disk. And there was the title of the piece printed right on the side, Embryo Astronauts.
Wonderful.
I'd forgotten it. A realization that one of the ultimate meanings and value of my artwork, this artwork that I made so long ago, is that it serves to validate for me in this moment something that is so important to me that I would have otherwise had a hard time wrestling with, believing and knowing. I just can't describe the effect of something I made 20 years ago having such a profound impact on me now and in the future. I felt some of the shame about feeling lost with my artwork for years begin to lift. Who else did I make it for but me? To me, that was a real unknowing act of self-love. I realize this probably doesn't mean much to anyone else, but it's so powerful to me. It puts my life in the alive zone. I see how this work heals back through time in my own life. And I'm so grateful to my Andromedan hybrid cat, Benjamin. Now, I have to share this part because so many of you have cats. And, you know, cats are, they come up in sessions all the time, and they're amazing. And so many of them have, you know, little ETs inside. They're just amazing. He told me years ago that he was from Andromeda by way of Chiron or Lyra as the portal he used. I'm not sure we got all the names right, but my friend and I somehow know that even as we make jokes and laugh about him, adjusting to an interpreting Earth life as a cat, including his mission, which is to observe how humans resolve conflict without violence and teach him about his origins. The stories we tell may be factually correct, but they're true. May not be factually correct, but they're true. And he is the reason I started researching ETs and reading material from Lyrans, Andromedans, Dolores Cannon, Liza Holt, Arcturians. I just thought this was so cute. I never wanted to raise kids. I've always felt like I had too much other stuff to do. She does not have children this slide. I'd martyred out. I've always said I'd like to have teenagers. I've also always thought as I watch myself paralyzed and unable to explain my life, actions and inactions in the 90s, full of guilt and shame about not knowing what I was doing, not making any art, not moving forward, even to the point where my loving husband was at a loss to explain to other people what I do. I've always held on to the belief that someday I'd look back on it and I'd know something, or something would happen that it would all make sense. Well, I'm getting there. And as you say, Jackie, your child is your hero. And boy, is she. I'm a little in awe of having held that little bit of confidence and assurance of a happy ending that this movie called My Life would have.
Wow.
And just, you know, briefly explain that these are 4.5 feet tall flexible rubber skins or shells like eggs. And the front of them is open. And I want to be careful about explaining too much of this over the air. But a friend of hers who saw them said,
this is her art piece.
Yes. Who or what was in these things and where did they go? Now, she has three hybrid children. There were three of these eight.
Oh, my.
She had never tied them together.
Hmm.
Okay. At any rate, she says, when I remembered making this piece, I remembered I made three. And that little link really did it for me. I felt a connection to three children. Let's see. You have my unending gratitude and appreciation for bringing in this work and for the fluid, dignified, non-judgmental way that you handle and present it and the humor. and she goes on to say that she's a skeptical, even judgmental participant. I think so desperately wanting it to work and so afraid it would be one more thing that wouldn't really shift my life dramatically. Thank you.
Oh.
Now, cute story. She told me about her friend who she had listened to the Sacred Dispensation. And this person was so moved, they went back and started listening to all the shows. She fell asleep during one of the shows, woke up during the part, whichever show it was, about the hybrid children, and suddenly knew unequivocally that she had her own.
Mm.
And again, I think with a lifting of shame, for whatever reason, this is really surfacing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fascinated by this, Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, as a cute little side note, this person that wrote in was looking for she couldn't find one, of course, a congratulations card to the mother of her friend, you know, on your new hybrid grandchildren. So
and she couldn't find one. I guess there's a new market here.
Now, I just really want to say here before we go on, please don't shortcut the shows. If you send your friends to listen, make certain that they understand that they begin with February 1st. I had a wonderful, darling, darling client who decided, young, who decided she was going to take the shortcut and go right to the Sacred Dispensation. And
good
I
idea.
Oh, right. And she got very ill, diarrhea. She's the gray, big circles. When I talked with her, she sounded like she was in a fishbowl. And I said, go back and do the other shows. No such thing as a shortcut. If you haven't done the other shows and you try to do the Sacred Dispensation, you're going to whack yourself out.
And so she did, right?
Right. And so I just...
Well, it's a reminder. We were talking today about being activated. Activating means we get wakened up to our power and what's really in us. And the shows are truly activating, aren't they?
Yes. I think... yes. I would say, and I can tell all of you, we're not through this, guys.
Oh, gee.
Now, I'm laughing, but for all of you out there that may be suffering, please know I'm also going through stuff, so I would not be laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. And I had my own experience this week, as you know, Veronica, and I guess I probably should share it. And I want to say this, that this stuff is going to start showing up in your bodies. I've had a ton of people with shingles.
Oh, my.
And this really is, really goes back to sexual shame, triggering right now and coming out, literally, out of the body, trying to exit in any way it can. Not only have we done the lifting, but now this stuff is trying to get out of our bodies. And so please, to everybody, I don't care who you go to for healing, go to someone.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Whatever's coming up needs to be moved out. We have a dear, dear friend in the hospital tonight where all of her issues happen to be focused in one leg. And everything that we have been working on, everything, literally ended up in this leg. And it's come to a head now for it to be cleared. But this has been a long, ongoing issue And as we've been doing more and more work on the shame personally, you know, in our personal sessions, it all came up in one fell swoop.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I probably should share my, this goes back to new opportunities and possibilities, because of my own experience with having handled a lot more pain than I really should have taken on in this lifetime, being a little overzealous. I had someone new step into my life out of the blue, hence, you know, new opportunities and possibilities. And interestingly enough, yes, there's no, I'll just use the word yoni. Absolutely went into total terror. And was to the point where nothing would heal it. There was no known cure to what I was experiencing. I tried everything, and nothing worked. It was to the point where I could barely sit down. And I had someone who does work on me, a wonderful energy worker, and literally it was terror. And it was terror, again, tied around sexual shame, and the terror of allowing someone into my body where I could actually experience more damage. And this has actually been an ongoing problem for years. Whenever I would meet anybody where there was a possibility even that there could be some romantic dance, keeping this very clean. So I am eternally grateful to my, and he had to shift to different frequencies and really had to do a lot of work to get to it. And I'm very grateful to my body for showing me unequivocally where shame has been sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And and how are you doing, Veronica?
I'm doing pretty well. I have some really odd sort of aches and pains and weird stuff, but nothing as dramatic as all that.
Well, no, honey, that's my job. I get the exaggerated stuff so that people don't have to.
I'll tell you what I am. It's really conscious of how I hold back in a number of ways because of shame, and I'm able to move through it fairly fast. There's a lightness in me, but it's not like it's all gone. It's more like I see it come up in puffs and reactions and have to work with it a bit still. But it's more obvious. It's activated the awareness for sure.
Give us an example.
Oh, I can't think of one right now. Just give me. Hmm?
What was the example?
Okay.
This morning I felt terrible about my partner is sitting here with me. And he said, this morning I felt really terrible about everything in life. And then it didn't take long. It just went and was shifted out. But it's like an eclipsing, a big cloud of eclipse that came up.
Okay, really good point. And again, you know, we talked about this last week. I'm going to bring it up again. There may be moments for people where all of a sudden things will get dark. Recognize it for what it is. Become the observer. Pull back. Just pull back long enough to be the observer of the experience. I can't say this enough. That we are literally, with the lifting of shame, we're going to start now this new opportunities and possibilities. Things are going to start coming in out of the blue.
Well, I want to interrupt you just for a second that several of my family members have been also, by nature of being associated with me, been working a bit with shame, and they've been coming through some incredible trials, frustrations, and huge successes over the last few days. It's really been quite, it's radiating to other people in my little collection here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's been exciting.
It is very exciting. And, again, I don't know if I talked about this. Did a session on someone, and I was in channel, and they took them out to the edge of the universe so that they could see and lit up all of their life experiences in the universe. They could see the light all over the universe of other life experiences they were having. And the realization, for some reason, you know, the old picture's worth a thousand words.
Mm-hmm.
The realization that the work that they're doing here was impacting every one of those lifetimes really hit them. They got it like they've never gotten it before.
Mm.
And they got excited. You know, and this goes back to the first email, which I was so excited to read. I mean, I couldn't have made that one up. And it's exactly what I experienced. That's what I was so excited about. They're really our higher selves, again, working overtime to bring this stuff right to us. I can't explain the excitement, the joy, the glee, which is the best word I can come up with, that those that are around all of us right now are having over what we're doing.
Mm.
And the opportunities that they see for us to accelerate dramatically, because we've given a permission to do that. It may not all be comfortable, but the rewards are stunning, absolutely stunning. I want to talk a little bit about shame here, too. Also coming at you and outside of yourself. I've talked to different people where they've had situations just come right up in their face where it's not showing up in their body, but it's coming at them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important right now to recognize that as a message, not to take it personally, but to say, gee, what's here for me? What do I need to look at? What's really going on?
Like a big trauma, you mean some sort of
traumatic
event?
Well, it could
event?
Be anything, but it can come right up in your face rather than coming up through the body.
Hmm.
Whether it's in business, career, you know, somebody rejecting you, someone attacking you, and if you can recognize it for what it is, and an opportunity, see it, if the minute you see it for what it is, it can transform in that moment.
Hmm.
It's just getting the messages to us right now, so that we'll continue to look at where we are and what we've done with shame, our normal reactions. Something really interesting that came up this week was with a wonderful client who realized, actually heard themselves say something to their husband and realized that they were shaming. It was something simple, but realized that by the way they said it, they were shaming their husband. Caught themselves instantly. Again, becoming the observer for just a moment. You're going to hear these words when you say them. That ring of shame for all of us right now is really strong.
Hmm.
And that's why the Lazarus tape on I Deserve, you know, we've been talking to different people about this, is so perfect right now. It just couldn't be more perfect.
Hmm.
It's another piece that you want to fit into the matrix of what we're doing. For you and I, Veronica, we've worked with Lazarus, so we've done that. But bringing it back in now, it'll have a much higher frequency and a higher meaning than it's ever had before.
Yeah, part of helping the intricacies of the whole thing.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I want to share another piece here that was, again, I thought really powerful. This was a client, and they were sharing, unfortunately, I was in channel, so, you know, I'll get little pieces sometimes if it's germane to me. You know, they pull me in if it's something that's germane to me that I can learn from. And I got this piece, but unfortunately nothing else. The rest of it was really good, but I don't know it. And this was a client whose stomach was enlarged, and they were having a session with Alexis, who I know you know who that is,
mm-hmm.
dear friend, and who is a channel, who pointed out that her enlarged stomach was there because of the anticipation of people taking further advantage of her. And, of course, my piece to that is, which would create more shame.
Mm-hmm.
But just the fact that there is the anticipation of people taking advantage. Now, again, this, you know, could go translate into martyr, but that's not the intention here. Where we have given ourselves away in relationship, in career, in business, in family, wherever, that it could be literally sitting, because I have, I don't know, which I'm assuming you have too, Verani, where you've worked with a lot of people. I get a lot of people in my home as well coming here,
mm-hmm.
where all of a sudden they've got this belly and just don't know what to do with it. I happen to have one.
Mm-hmm.
So I got on the table today myself and really worked with that energy of going all the way back to where did I give myself away. I went as far back as I could remember. And I was amazed at the images. Again, we're getting so much help here, folks. So if you put any intent to anything, you're going to find stuff coming up right and left for you. It's like, wow, I must be getting help because I couldn't normally, this wouldn't happen.
Mm.
And the images, I could feel the energies lifting off my stomach as the images were coming up. And I'm seeing this as a function of the work that we're doing around shame. And so I was really quite fascinated by it. And again, it has, of course, to do with power, third chakra,
mm-hmm.
where we have felt powerless.
So one of the things to do for power is to build your stomach so you can, people can't get into your power center.
Well, to build the third chakra, but it's mm-hmm. also about going out back and lifting these energies off.
Yes,
because they're imprinted in there.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you wouldn't have the anticipation or the fear of someone else coming into your experience who is going to take advantage of you or, you know...
if you hadn't had it.
If you hadn't had it, exactly.
And you know what's interesting is we talked about how the lifting of shame is very often a weight loss tool for many people. But I've noticed some people's weight goes up again and it fluctuates according to the defense that they're trying to deal with, you know?
Very good point. Absolutely great point. You know, on the flip side of that, what I'm seeing is that people are all of a sudden taking better care of themselves.
Yeah,
saying,
that's good. And knowing, why.
I'm sorry?
And knowing why the fluctuations and the extra care is needed.
Right, and feeling good. In other words, for a lot of people, you know, we've put off doing things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll get to that diet, I'll take care of myself here or there, and they have a million reasons why they don't. Now, two issues here. One is deservability, and the other is shame.
Hmm.
That's why that piece with deservability is so important right now.
Hmm.
But I've had stories where people have shared with me that, you know, I'm doing this, you know, cleanse, this diet, whatever, and now I'm ready to really take care of my body, and I feel that it's because of the lifting of shame I can finally get there.
Hmm,
and I'm thinking, oh, fabulous. You know, rub me. Let me have some of that.
Well, there's a lightness, isn't there? There's more of an availability of things we want to do when you're not weighted down with the shame.
Well, exactly. So, let's talk about another piece before we get to the new you.
Okay.
And this is one you and I talked about today, Veronica. This is about, and we're kind of pulling in pieces of the shadow here and there before we really, the piece here with shame is so huge. It's such a big part of the shadow, and all of you have been in it for, as we all have now, for weeks and weeks. Dealing with the dark. And, in our conversation with Veronica and I today, I was talking about the fact that I'm a firm believer that fear of the dark attracts the dark. And so many people in metaphysics have rejected the dark. Ooh, the dark. Stay away from the dark. And Veronica, you had a really good point today, and I'd like you to share it about what you have seen with people.
You mean with the people saying so-and-so has darkness around them and so-and-so's got dark and all that?
Yes,
is that
exactly.
What you're talking about, where very often when we go through, for example, the shame, the change of the way shame has been logged in our body, we will have dark patches. They come up, and there's little darknesses there as we move on through. So
Absolutely.
It's always interesting to me that there's this brandishing of who has darkness and who doesn't, but we all have it. And we don't all have it all the time, you know.
Well, okay. We're on Earth.
Right.
This is a place of polarity. We are going to have both. We all have a shadow. Denial of the shadow is will kick our butts. There's no way of getting around that. Okay?
Oh, God darn it.
Yes. And, you know, I have been very lucky, and I say this seriously, of having dealt with people who are dark, you know, who that's their job in this lifetime. I really don't have a judgment on it. And I got real clear. I mean, it took me time. Don't think this was easy. But what I came to realize, and someone else made this wonderful statement about someone that I knew that really could not stay out of the dark. He just didn't. It just bless his heart. Couldn't help himself. And the comment was that they were taking this opportunity, this lifetime, to experience themselves as separate from source as they could be.
Hmm.
And that was such a wonderful, neutral statement. It took all the sting off of it. And I'm a firm believer that, and the team has said this as well, okay? Discernment without judgment. If somebody's carrying around a big dark cloud of whatever, you may choose not to be around them.
Mm-hmm.
But don't do it because you're in fear. Do it because you're using your discernment that says, I don't think I want to go there.
Because we catch it, don't we?
Well, you can. You know, we've all had family members, people we love, who can be in their stuff. And we don't enjoy being around them when they're there.
Right.
Now, as mothers, we may try to guide and help, but then you draw the line when you realize at the moment they're choosing to be there, until they're ready to make a different choice, I just should not be around them.
Right.
Doesn't mean you don't love them.
I think the point I was trying to make as well is that everybody at times has some that come up. We may, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I was with someone last night who had an energy clearing and recognized that they, not by me, by the way, by someone else, and they recognized that there were some things in the way of their manifesting, of their flow. And so they had this session, and it was very clear during the session that they were holding some anger at people, except that this person is very funny, and talked about the fact that there were people he wanted to put their feet in boiling oil, not just once, but many times.
Great.
And as long as he was still holding that, he didn't realize it was still there. As long as he was still holding that, it was messing up his energy field, and he was not allowing flow. Now, being around him after going through this while his energy field was going through a reorganization was not pretty. But hooray that he got help and recognized it.
Well, and also that it was coming up and moving. It's not stuck, and he's not, you know, always going to be that way.
Of course not. There, again, if you're afraid of the dark. Now, again, you don't want to walk into the lion's den, everybody. I have done that. Not a good plan. If you'd like to see the singe on my wings, I'll be happy to share it with you.
You mean a place that's just dark and stays that way?
Well, you know, people. I mean, I've been in real estate. I've done business, you know, especially in the old days in Las Vegas when I lived here before. You did business with the mob. It's just, I hate to even say this on the radio. But, now, they came in different guises, you know, and they could be very funny and very charming, but they have a very different way of doing business in terms of, you know, they have their own code. And you know, I didn't judge them. I, you know, monitored. You know, they all loved me, unfortunately. But they also felt that I don't carry any judgment. So I wasn't in judgment of them. You know, they are who they are. They're having that lifetime experience. And, but I wasn't afraid of them. I think that's my point here, mm-hmm. Veronica,
mm-hmm.
is that, you know, I recognize, like the person I talked about earlier, he came into this lifetime, and I happen to be having other lifetimes with him that are very light. In this particular lifetime, he's pretty dark.
Mm-hmm.
And so my only problem was I didn't use enough discernment.
So if we're not afraid of the dark, the discernment is that I don't really want to hang out in that particular frequency.
Right.
And get eclipsed, because sometimes it can eclipse what you think you know or your own life.
Yes, and I'll give you a case in point. I went to a crash retrieval conference here in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And these people, a lot of them were into the government and, you know, cover-ups and so on and so forth. I got slimed.
Hmm.
Now, you know, were these people bad? No, they weren't bad people. It's just an energy and a frequency I didn't belong in. And I walked out, I got slimed in 2 days. I was crawling around on my hands and knees.
Mm-hmm.
So I have learned that's not exactly where I need to be.
So when you say slimed, you're saying that the energy that they were putting out in that controversy and so on stuck with you. And
it stuck with me. It became very heavy, and it was just like the movie Ghostbusters. Literally, I felt like I'd been slimed.
Hmm.
And I had to literally kind of peel it all off. It took a while. But you know, again, I don't want people to be afraid of being around, you know, all of that. It's being conscious, and I walked in wide open. That's my fault.
Hmm.
Okay? But, you know, if you're going to put yourself in situations where, you know, people are going to really focus on, you know, bad guys and they did it to us and be, you know, pointing fingers, you know, that's probably not the best energy for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no point in, you know, again, God, don't go to shame. You know? I don't beat myself up over this stuff, Veronica. I do look at it and say, okay, I need to use more discernment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you had a great point about healers. This, I thought, was phenomenal. This morning, you were talking about some healers that can get some dark stuff. And I want to say this. If you're in the healing work,
mm-hmm.
you're going to pick stuff up here and there. There's no way not to.
Well, by the same token, it took you 2 or 3 days to clear that. We can have versions of even our own clearing, Jackie. It isn't picking up other people's all the time. If you're doing your shame work, you're going to bring up some very deep
well,
stuff.
Well, we have our stuff.
Sure.
And being healers, for those that are listening tonight, you're also going to pick up other stuff. It just kind of happens. I mean, I have regular sessions on me
mm-hmm.
because I recognize that I don't care how much work I get or how, you know, who I'm working with, you know, and I have all my team and so on and so forth. But the human stuff that comes in has to be cleared.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've learned over time to have better and better protocols, how I set them. But every once in a while, and it's getting better now. You know, people come in with stuff on them, you know. I had somebody who worked at a casino come in. And I don't do hands-on, but I had to clean, you know, literally walk around and clear the energy field before I could even start the session.
Well, the other thing, too, is, and healers always have to be transforming anyway, don't we?
Absolutely.
So we're always bringing up layers and layers and layers of our own stuff.
Healer heals thyself. It,
mm-hmm.
it is part of our job. And for everybody listening tonight, I want to thank you for being so courageous, because this has not been easy. And I see it every day, every day, every day with everyone I work with who's listening to the shows and what they are going through and how courageous they are, the commitment to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's finally up. Again, the frustration of I've worked on all this stuff. Why is it still here? Please don't go there. Don't shame yourself some more. We have layers. It's just the way we are.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working on all these other lifetimes. You know, all those lights in the universe that are you having other experiences, this is why that first email about them standing up and clapping and applauding and honoring everyone that was aboard that ship, all the humans. Thank you for what you're doing. I mean, I just look at how courageous everybody is, and I'm saying, wow. you know, the work we're doing right now is so focused. And definitely not easy, but at the same time, hugely rewarding.
One of the things I really love about the shame lifting is how many of us were being lightened all at the same time, and it's such a, you know, because that's been the overall effect for me, is a total lightening in probably every experience that I've had since. And how many of us are radiating that? What a great team.
Absolutely. And I can tell you for the first time in 3 years that I literally just dance through my days.
Hmm.
I might get a little tired here or there, but not, I mean, it, this has been such an incredible gift for me. And for marriages, think of what it's doing for your relationships, for, you know, boyfriends, girlfriends, for you and your children, for you and your friends. You're impacting all kinds of people, your workplace, everything. The grocery store, the gas station, the dry cleaners. There's no way you're becoming activators.
Hmm.
And, I mean, there are huge rewards in all of this that, and again, the new you. Okay, let's talk about that.
Yeah, right? This is exciting.
The new you, with this stuff lifting out, literally it's like clearing out the pipeline of everything that's been trying to come in. That with the shame, we could not connect. We couldn't line up. If the universe, again, you know, the quantum field, that neutral quantum field, is sending everything you desire, the twist of your desires is deservability. Do I really believe I deserve this if I'm loaded with shame? And you and I both know, Veronica, the universe delivers what you want, not necessarily what you have.
Your wish is my command.
Yeah, exactly. So if you are feeling undeserving, the message you're sending out is, I want a new car, but I don't really believe I deserve it. You're not going to get it.
Right. I don't know how it's going to work. How's that going to work? Yeah.
Right. Well, that's the other one. something that came up today, really fascinating, was around prosperity, because everybody that works with me has to write intentions. And they were very focused on prosperity. I want this money to come in. I want it to flow. But the message, the energy behind the intentions, not the words, the energy was, if I get the money, it'll solve all my other problems. Now, we know that if that's what you believe, really believe, okay, it's not going to come in. It can't. It's a backward manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
I want to find my passion. I want to make a difference. I want to do something. And again, I'm going to go back to just even your daily intentions, because everybody should have them. This goes back to Joe Dispenza and his work around creating your day. Those intentions, to find your passion, to be filled with excitement, if you're following what you love, the money will come. If you're focusing on the money, just the money. Now, we know that you can do that, but where we are right now with things and the way things are, overall, in terms of our current situation, in terms of our acceleration into ascension, if you're focused strictly on money and your higher self is there, who is always going to be the filter, going, nope, they're not going to get it if they get this money right now. It's not going to work for them. What they need to learn is to be so in the now moment, so excited about the now moment, that their frequency is in total trust and absolute gratitude for their whole experience, they then become attractor of everything they need.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way it really works. Because people who are saying, I just want money, because I'm afraid if I don't have that money, I won't be safe. The message to the universe is, I don't feel safe. and
the other thing people say, I want the money. I promise if I get it, I will spend it in good ways, la, la, la. And you hear the bargain. We bargain like mad.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll share it with others. This is the one that I always joke.
I would be good service.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's great.
It's like saying, okay, God, if you give me this, I'll share it with everyone. Look what a good person I am.
Yeah.
And can't you see how I deserve this? Well, that's not going to work. You don't bargain with the universe. This is, you know, Bashar says it better than anyone. Follow your excitement. If you are so into your excitement about what you're doing, whatever that is, the money will come. Because your frequency is high,
mm-hmm.
and you become an attractor. And you're filling the pipeline all the time. I have seen this happen over and over and over again. Veronica, you and I have talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about doing radio 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, we did.
And here we are. I'm living in a house that I dreamed of having 11 years ago.
And so am I, actually.
Okay. And so, again, that pipeline is filled with all of these wonderful things. We're now at a point, especially with all this lifting going on, that we can start allowing that to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the blue, and even greater, even better. Because now our higher self can say, okay, this is in alignment with where she's going. Let's bring this in, okay? And, or he's going. Sorry, don't want to be gender specific here. And that's exciting. That's really exciting and better than we thought, better than we dreamed. Now, for all of you who have said, well, I want to do my great work, I want to do my great work, whatever that is, and I want to say to everybody, whatever it is you want to do, where is your excitement? Start doing something. I don't care if it's getting on a computer and making notes. I want to write a book. Start putting the energy in motion. That is a huge signal. And I want to say this because of all of the assistance we're having right now. They cannot do it for you. They can only do it with you. Therefore, you have to take the first step. So, if you, I have someone who I adore, who is working on a wonderful television program to help children.
Hmm.
And this came up in their session today because they had worked on this and done a pilot and blah, blah, blah years ago. And all of a sudden, and I during the session, unfortunately, I only remember bits and pieces. You know, bear in mind that I'm in this channel place, and unless it triggers me, they don't pull me in. But the essence, I could see the essence was about getting in there and talking, doing anything right now, because don't rest on this work you did 11 years ago or
mm-hmm.
5 years ago or whatever. Start feeding it with the new energy, the new imbuing. Put your intention on it. I'm going to imbue whatever I'm doing, my notes, you know, my writing with my hand, my recordings, if you're, you know, recording into a hand recorder or whatever. This is my intention, and I'm asking everybody to join with me. Now, I could tell you that will happen. It absolutely will happen.
Hmm.
But you've got to be in motion. If you sit around, especially for those of you who have started something, and it's kind of sitting there and you can't get it off the ground,
mm-hmm.
this is the time to sit down and start imbuing everything you do from here on out, be it art, be it writing, be it singing, be it dancing, I don't care what it is, standing on your head, with, you know, healing, whatever, that from here on out you're going to imbue it in a whole new way. You want to bring in a brand new energy now, new possibilities, new opportunities. That's what the purpose of tonight's show was, is that with these new energies, it can take something that's been stagnant and start launching it. absolute, the other thing I said last week. If you wake up in the morning with an idea and no idea how you could possibly do it, something that came out of the blue, run with it. Start researching it.
So, Jackie, what are the new energies? Is that when we release, for example, shame, we naturally flow new energies through our being and their universal energies, consciousness?
Absolutely. And you know, here we go back to the guinea pig thing. I have to always be careful with this. There is so much attention focused on all of us right now,
mm-hmm.
because we've been willing to do this in group in a very intense way. We've all been connected. I don't care if Veronica and I have never met you. If you're listening to the radio show right now, we're connected.
Right.
If you've listened at any time, we're connected. And I can tell you that the focus, every one of you, I said this last week, every one of you have teams around you. There are observers in right now just fascinated with what we're doing. And the impact, as you said, Veronica, this doing this together, this huge kind of exponential impact that it's having. And how far can we go now? Okay, even though we may still be in process with dealing with shame, it may be over here, stuck in our body, there, our knee, our elbow, wherever, or in my case, other places. But we're getting right to it. We're moving right through it. We're getting through it. Our intention is to lift it, deal with it, face it, and heal it.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, again, now, how much impact do you think your work can have without all that shame? The flow of energy coming through you, whether you're a healer, an artist, a writer, a singer, again, go through the whole thing. Dramatically more. So, you know, when you ask me new energies, I'll say enhanced, dynamically enhanced.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm going to go back to the email about being aboard the ship, the United Nations flight ship, okay,
mm-hmm.
with everyone applauding. They want to help. They can't do it for us. But they want to join co-creatively in our intention to have impact on this planet.
So we can call in the energies of these beings that are...
Absolutely. Yeah. Call them your team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always refer to me and my team. You know, it doesn't matter how big my team is. It's still a team. It doesn't matter how small. It's still a team.
Yeah. You don't have to know how many are in it anyway.
No, and I promise you, just like Oprah Winfrey says, the greater your, bigger your impact, the more people you're reaching, the bigger your tribe. That's the word that
wonderful, yeah.
Oprah uses. And it's right on.
Mm-hmm.
We are poised now to finally step into unlimited possibilities. Unlimited. You know, are we going to deal with more of the shadow stuff? Of course we are. Are we going to deal with relationships? Absolutely. And all the new dynamics. Because we get to now start looking at recreating everything in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Veronica will never run out of shows.
You know, I'm going to throw in another thing is all around us right now, a number of people that I know quite well are dealing with very, very life-threatening illnesses, just all of a sudden over the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
And is that part of the, I want to say it's part of the clearing, part of the shift we keep hearing about, and I keep believing that miraculously these things can turn around, or is it just people wanting to leave? Because, you know, this is a big question, isn't it?
Both.
At 5 to 8.
Both. Yes, okay, that's probably a good one for a show. Again, it's both.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of people choosing now to work from the other side of the veil.
Mm-hmm.
They have the option, okay, to allow a miraculous cure
mm-hmm.
if they can get to their own damage. And some people are in a weakened state having difficulty getting there. I just got an email from someone who I had met their son where I buy my dog food for my dog, and he was in between tours in Iraq, was going back for his third. I just held this young man, one of the most beautiful souls I've ever seen. I had asked her to let me know wherever he was in Iraq all the time, and I could see the impact that he was having on the other people there. What a being of light, and he was just killed on third.
Hmm.
Only one in the truck. And he chose to leave. These are going to be challenging times.
We've known that for quite a long time, and yet as it happens, I'm sort of... not
shocked?
Yeah, a little surprised, yes. We had a friend who just suddenly left. He'd been sick, and he just said he wanted a new body now, and he'll be back soon. So we're waiting for him to arrive as a small boy, I guess.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are going to be people. We have these opportunities. We have outs.
Mm-hmm.
We can opt out. We can opt out. You know, I would hope that everybody that's listening tonight has chosen not to opt out.
Well, I suppose the team can be on either side of the veil, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I have a ton of people. I probably have had more friends die than anybody I know.
Hmm.
And they all work with me on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had people actually describe them as the front team that comes in once people make an appointment. In that first 24 hours, the team comes right in to assess them and find, and sometimes they start work right away, which is always kind of scary to me. Not really scary, folks. I don't mean it that way.
Uh-huh.
But I just think, wow, because in essence, once they're making an appointment, they give them permission.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one lady in particular describe someone that I was quite in love with. And I broke down and cried when I found out that he was already working on the other side of the veil. So, pretty exciting.
It's pretty exciting time.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very, very blessed. Very blessed. And by the way, this woman whose son was killed, it was her youngest child, her only son, and I sent her the link for the Matthew work,
mm-hmm.
where Matthew's mother channels with him from the other side of the veil, and that came through really strong, that the son wanted to work with his mom from the other side of the veil. I'm hoping that she's open to it.
Mm-hmm.
So even with people we're losing, there are unlimited possibilities that, you know, we can continue to connect with them and work again as a team,
mm-hmm.
which I think is very exciting.
It is very exciting.
You know, I can tell you that John Mack and Adrian DeVere, I still work with them on the other side of the veil.
Mm-hmm, wonderful.
They were a very huge, I consider them my mentors and my great friends. I knew from the moment I met both of them that the three of us were connected. And they will check in every once in a while, make sure I'm still being the clinician they want me to be.
You're behaving yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
And they bring love, too.
Yes, they really do. Mm-hmm. And certainly the whole issue with hybrid children is a really big piece here, especially for those that are listening tonight. You know, if you have any sensing of that or if that's come up in your dream state, that you can embrace that concept instead of feeling afraid of it or uncomfortable with it, or even if you've had experiences where you believe that you've been aboard ship or, you know, have seen beings as a child, that all of the fear around this is going to start falling away, which excites me to no end, really excites
me.
So
we can create opportunities to actually be aboard ship yet.
Oh, yes. Those that have hybrid children are going aboard ship. They are, because these hybrid children need contact. They need, there is something that they get from humans they cannot get from anywhere else.
Mm.
And so they need that bonding. And that's truly beautiful.
Mm.
And, you know, as this one woman wrote about, the fact that, you know, in our lifetime, that there is the possibility to reconnect with them on our planet, and there is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's real exciting.
The draw of distant memories of home and the needing to get there.
I'm sorry?
Well, it just seems like there'd be a yearning to for part of home to appear. They need to come here and connect
well,
with that.
Well, part of the goal is, you know, for them to not only go out into the cosmos and be the explorers, you know, with both qualities, okay, this huge intelligence and heart, but also then to be able to come back and connect with their other half in terms of their parent. How exciting is
that? How wonderful.
You know, I have hybrid children. My girlfriend has hybrid children. I am thrilled about it. You know, hopefully they have blonde hair and big boobs, but maybe not.
You recognize each other immediately.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, everyone. We've come to the end of the hour. Thank you so much for listening tonight.
Thank you.
We love all of you. So, Veronica, please give your website.
Oh, my website, www.veronicaentwistle.com.
And your show?
Is 4 o'clock Tuesdays, West Coast time. Tune in. It's an interactive show, a call-in show. It's all about you. And sometimes I try to bring threads from Jackie's show into my show because we have some overlapping listeners. So join in.
And we thank you all. Of course, I think you all know my website, ethealing.com. It's pretty simple. Love you all. Look forward to talking with you next week. Have a wonderful, blessed week. Go out and have fun. Make a difference. Make a difference for you. Good night, everyone.
Good night.